I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, May 7th. Next year's proposed Quincy City budget of almost $424 million represents a 4.5% increase over the current year's spending plan. Mayor Thomas Koch introduced the proposed budget to the City Council last night, saying it calls for no cuts or layoffs and represents investments in public safety and education. Koch is proposing a new Department of Grant Management to seek out state and federal grant money, an assistant traffic engineer, additional staff in the Human Resources Department, and additional laborers in the Department of Natural Resources. Koch said the budget is stable, with no tax override being sought as compared to surrounding communities. Koch said the budget does not include a recent recommendation to raise the mayor's salary, saying that will be presented in a separate order. The City Council Finance Committee will now review each line in the budget. Councilors may approve or make cuts to the budget, but may not add to it. It looks like Lunar New Year will be a holiday in the Quincy Public Schools next year. Quincy City Council's Ordinance Committee last night voted unanimously to close the public schools for the Lunar New Year beginning in 2025. Councilor-at-Large Nina Liang proposed an amendment to her initial request to make the Lunar New Year a legal city holiday and asked that just the schools close for that day. The amendment was approved unanimously, and it's expected that the full City Council will approve the proposal at their next meeting. Liang expressed her gratitude in an emotional statement, saying the vote was very important to her and the city's large Asian community. The school committee recently voted against making Lunar New Year a school holiday. However, Liang says the City Council does have the authority to create that school holiday. A Brazilian gang is responsible for two recent armed robberies on the South Shore. Officials say members of the gang, known as Primeiro Comando da Massachusetts, held up 7-Elevens in Norwell and Quincy last month. Records indicate that the gang members held up the Norwell store at gunpoint, then drove to the 7-Eleven on Franklin Street in Quincy and did the same thing. Police say the suspect's vehicle crashed into a hydrant at a pole on Liberty Street in Quincy, and three men fled the scene. Police believe the men stole another car from a nearby auto body shop. Well, that same night, police say 25-year-old Guilherme de Souza from Lowell turned himself in to Lowell police and admitted he was the driver. D'Souza said he didn't know the other three men were going to rob the stores. He claimed the men committed the robberies after a night of drinking and using cocaine at a house party in Brockton. Warrants have been issued for the other two suspects. Massachusetts has launched a website to provide updates about hospitals operated by Steward Healthcare after the company announced yesterday it's filing for bankruptcy protection. Steward, which operates 8 hospitals in Massachusetts, announced early on Monday that despite its financial crisis, its hospitals, medical centers, and physicians' offices will remain open. In addition to the website, the state also launched a call center dedicated to questions from patients and employees at hospitals operated by Steward Healthcare. The announcement comes after the state announced last Friday that it had activated an emergency operations plan in response to Steward's financial struggles. The state's newly launched website says that nothing will change immediately for patients and that all Steward facilities in the state are open and seeing patients. But at a press conference yesterday, Governor Healey said there could be disruptions or inconveniences to care. The state's website says in its employee section that the state is working closely with Steward and unions to keep jobs in place. Everyone currently employed by Steward will continue to be paid for every hour worked. The governor said that the bankruptcy filing is a step toward her goal of getting Steward out of Massachusetts. Senate Democrats yesterday unveiling plans to make community college free for all students in Massachusetts starting in the fall semester of this year. The Mass Educate plan, which will be part of the Senate's fiscal 2025 budget to be fully unveiled today, would invest $75.5 million to cover tuition and fees for all students and offer a stipend to some students of up to $1,200 for books, supplies, and other costs. The Senate budget will also recommend continuing fiscal 2024 higher education investments, such as $18 million in free nursing programs at community colleges and $24 million that the state's currently investing in free community college for residents over 25. In total, the forthcoming budget invests $117.5 million to make community college free for all. I check business news this morning. Stocks surged again yesterday. The Dow was up 176. The NASDAQ rose 192. The S&P added 52. Asian markets also forged higher. The euro was unchanged. The dollar rose, and oil is down to $78 a barrel. In sports, Bruins come out swinging in Florida, beating the Panthers 5-1. In game one of their second-round playoff series, game two will be tomorrow night in Florida at 7:30. And the Celtics head to their next round, game one of their playoff series with the Cavaliers at the Garden tonight at 7 o'clock. The Red Sox are in Atlanta against the Braves at 7:20. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, mainly sunny and mild at the high 76 degrees. Cloudy tonight at a low around 60. Rain tomorrow, high of 65. Thursday, some showers in the afternoon with a high of 63. And lingering showers Friday with a high 54. The marine forecast calling for a 1 foot waves, a light northerly wind, becomes southeast later today at a high tide at 11:24 a.m. Sunrise 5:31, sets 7:50. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, May 7th.